Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Greeting Brad Williams with us about an hour from now. Going to phone the program. He's got an actual live gig. Everybody's jealous. Nick has a live gig in November.
Yes.
In November. Remind you, it's Memorial Day weekend, May 22nd. You got one November 28th.
Over 6 months out.
I'm confident you have more before them because if the Funny Bone opens, you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're there. You know, Colleen mentioned the other day, she's thinking maybe June, July. We're not really sure. We'll let her do that announcement when she does.
Not our decision. All right. We're up to us. We'd open it all up. Just go nuts.
Yeah, I've been wondering about that. What's going to change? Also change, like, you know, hosting a show, you're not going to shake somebody's hand when they're walking up on stage.
No, I'm done shaking hands forever. I don't want to catch any more colds, let alone the coronavirus. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I'm going to have to be a little more selective about who I hug.
Or just hug from behind more. You know.
Oh, don't hug people that don't want to be hugged. You know?
That might be the way to do it, Puss, because then they can't spittle on you.
Right.
If you hug them from behind.
Yeah,
but
you're
right.
Spitting on them.
Yeah, but just the back of their neck.
Yeah, good point.
They can buck you off.
Yeah.
Buck.
Yeah, but then they touch the back of their neck.
How creepy is that? Hugging someone from behind, they don't know you're coming. That's even worse.
Well, Joe Biden does it all the time. Smell the hair. He's a hair smeller.
Craig acts like he doesn't like it, but he does.
Yeah, you creepy guys in the office. That's going away there. The hugging office guys. And, shaking hands. And don't even do, and people are doing the elbow thing. Why do it? Just say hi. Now, down the road, Craig might be right. Hopefully, we all get to shake a hand once in a while and hug somebody once in a while.
From behind.
From behind. But you don't have to do anything after that. Just say hi.
A hi is sufficient.
It's totally. Hello. It's awkward at first. I get it, but I've been doing it, you know, for 5 months now. 3 or 4 months, I should say. You walk up, hey, what's up? Hi.
You haven't been walking up to people.
I know. I've met some people, and I've said hi. And we both kind of go, hi. Because everybody knows the process. Well, you should know the process.
Yeah, you don't have to touch somebody to see them standing in front of you.
No,
you're like,
no.
Oh, you're there. I'm here. No. Hello.
We're celebrating Mental Health Month.
Yeah, good luck with that. You did it at the end. The end of May, when we all could use mental health.
Well, all of the rest of them are going to be at the end of May.
Now they are, but you could have done that in the beginning of May.
Yeah, that's,
we need it. We need it then.
In these times, that's kind of important.
I didn't notice.
A lot of people having a lot of mental health issues.
Yeah, I didn't notice it was...
Including ourselves.
Health month.
This room included.
See, okay, but I did mention that it was National Bike Month. Did that make an impression on you? No. Why would National Health Month make an impression on you if I would have mentioned that earlier?
Bikes are not a problem.
I'm not struggling with the bike.
Yeah, when you brought that up, I thought about buying a bike, but apparently they're hard to come by, too.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Everybody and brother wants a stinking bike now.
Yeah. I was talking to a friend of mine last night, and he's like, I've been smoking a lot more weed during all this.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, and then he's like, brings it up because he's like, I'm looking for some reassurance. I'm like, you're fine, man. Just do whatever you can to get through this.
Yeah.
You mean reassurance that he won't run out of weed or?
We think just that that's okay that he's smoking.
A lot of weed, right?
Yeah. More weed. And I'm not the right guy to ask about that.
Does he even
no.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to judge a guy.
Am I smoking too much
weed?
No.
You're going to judge a guy as weed.
Right.
He asked you.
I didn't even tell you how much I'm smoking. Yeah, I know. You're fine.
Ask somebody.
Well, you tell him.
He should be asking you. Yeah,
that no. The rest of us say, that's fine.
Oh.
Right.
You're good.
Keep it up.
Yeah. Right. Don't bother to ask how much.
Well, even asking you guys, still like that's like getting a tacit approval anyway.
Yeah.
He should ask somebody that he thinks it doesn't
no.
Might think he's smoking too much.
Nah, they might not know. They might not understand.
Yeah. Well, you're not there.
Is he missing stuff? Is he doing anything wrong because he's high all the time?
You and Chris
are he's at home.
Okay. Oh, he's at home.
Yeah.
And working home or not?
No.
Okay, not working at all.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Oh, he's laid off or furloughed?
Furloughed probably.
Got it.
I know I should have asked. I was baked.
Well, Tyler doesn't partake nearly as much as the three of us do.
Well, yeah, it's impossible.
So
no.
He can ask Tyler if it's okay for him to smoke the amount of weed he's smoking.
That's what I didn't know he's not working or anything. He's just, of course, no. Get high all you want, man. Life sucks right now. Don't tell me it doesn't. You find joy in certain things in your life. You're trying to move on. You try to stay healthy. But, yeah, it's not the same, and it can be the same for a long time, and that's depressing.
Right, except for that little bag of joy he gets into every day.
Bag of joy.
Yeah.
All the time, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know if it's all the time or what.
I forgot. I was baked. I didn't ask.
Or care.
Or care.
Crayola is releasing a new box of crayons. Not based on the colors of the rainbow, but the skin colors of the world. And it's not just a flesh color.
Yeah, I love that. You know, I think we should have probably, it's so funny it was called flesh for years, and it took a long time to realize that other people have different kind of flesh than ours.
Yeah, it should have been Caucasian flesh.
This is the colors of the world box.
How many skin colors do we have in the world?
40.
What?
The Colors of the World box contains crayons meant to represent more than 40 different skin tones. So I guess we have more than 40.
I want to thank Nebraska Brewing Company. Oh my God. The guy gave me a prairie fire.
You're going to have to start that on fire.
No, I'm not. It's in a plastic cup. It'll melt that thing down. We'll start a fire in here.
Yeah.
Well, it's like
put it in
beard.
A coffee cup or something so we can light that thing on fire.
I'm not going to drink it.
Pussy.
There you go. Oh, boy. That's a lot.
Light is there out. Tabasco in there?
Tyler's Prairie Fire. They made it for me at Nebraska Brewing Company.
Light
very
it
thoughtful.
Out.
Yeah. I should pound that.
Yeah. You should drink it, too.
Yeah, might be too hot to pound. You're right. I should drink it, actually. It's probably better in my throat than on my junk, right?
Oh,
that's stuck.
What is a protocol? Do you drink that while it's still flaming?
Yes, I did it, but it was a glass shot. It wasn't a plastic cup at a bar when I was 21. A guy bought it for me and said, "Hey, happy birthday, man."
Surely we.
And I was drunk when I drank it, obviously, and it was on fire. I just went boom right down.
Yeah, we gotta have
light this thing on fire. So
a shot glass in the executive bar in Puss's studio.
Well, I'm not
bar cart.
Yeah. But I want to catch my face on fire.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. At the time, I just had a mustache, not a full beard, and also completely hammered. And we forgot, 21.
Yeah, you weren't even considering the idea that your face might learn light on fire.
I did not care.
You can't go home today with a singed goatee. What happened, Ted? Work got weird.
Yeah. Why can't you go home with a singed goatee?
Work got weird. No, they believe me. My kids don't think this is a job anyway. So if I do that, oh, an actual Packers rod.
Oh, that's good.
Why don't you light and see if it actually works? Who's got a lighter? All you guys. That is so funny.
Everyone.
You guys, all three of you reach in your pocket. That is the best. Well, let's do it off the air. I'm afraid we got equipment over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Step away.
Go ahead.
All right.
I have too much equipment over here. You light it where you're at. Push.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be better
the
papers.
I'm gonna push the videotape it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got. Yeah. Now you got it over by the papers too.
Well, that's not going anywhere.
I got.
Okay, we'll put it over here by Nick.
I have too much equipment over here. Put it by Nick. Yeah.
All right. We'll light stuff up by Nick.
And I'm going to push to get on video, and we'll show the crowd what a prairie fire does when it lights up.
You ready?
All right. Is it rolling? Oh, man.
Not lighting.
Oh, it's not lighting, man. Oh. Maybe something has to be on top when they pour it. You know what I mean?
Oh, I think it does have to be on top.
Yeah, when I poured it in there, it probably it made it.
I wanted to.
Did it catch? Okay, it wanted to. All right. Now, since Nick, you're real close to that, you swig that bear down.
All right. it's vaguely on fire.
There you go. There you go. It's lit.
A little bit.
All right. Now, somebody suck it.
He's always saying that.
Nebraska Brewing Company bought us a bunch of liquor, as they always do. And some beer. Thank you, man.
Your facial hair would have been fine.
Yeah, but I remember being a lot. Once again, I think there's a. I think he layered those so it's really flames on the top.
Right. That's what. And the thing
and
I read earlier.
Yeah.
It had to do with putting the.
Right. It's probably
higher
lost something
alcohol content.
Right. When you transferred it into the shot glass, it probably got mixed up.
That and perhaps on the drive over.
I was sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You probably got to light them up when that's fresh.
But it did catch a little fire.
It did.
So now you can knock it back because it's been properly heated.
You know,
go ahead.
I plan on drinking the night. I just don't want to do a shot of whiskey right now.
Well, it's less alcohol than there was because we just burned some of it off. Yeah.
And I don't think anybody asked you what you wanted.
I do appreciate
Since
that.
When did that matter?
I do appreciate them thinking about it. Nebraska Brewing Company.
Commit
Thank
to
you.
The bit,
Thank
man.
You, by the way.
It's after 8.
Yeah. You're right. It is after 8.
Yeah.
And that, by the way, on this show, that does mean something.
Well,
it does mean.
It only means it's after 8.
No, it's the last half of the show.
We're halfway home.
We're almost done.
That's like not 6 a.m.
That's like an office guy going, well, it's like 3:30.
And it is a day before the day off.
Right. 3 days off.
Yeah.
Here's a good drink recipe.
My face is on fire.
Or interesting, at least, from Philip. If you're not against Boilermakers, I recommend Screwball and Guinness. So you drop a shot of Screwball into a glass of Guinness.
And that sounds really good.
And chug it that way.
That sounds interesting. We're looking for something new because I'm bored, man. I'm really bored with my three flavors of alcohol right now, and that's usually white wine, vodka, or beer.
That Dark and Stormy was tasty.
That sounds good. What was in
Dark
there again?
Rum, ginger beer, and then I just squeezed some lime into it.
All right. Todd's a ginger beer freak, man.
I never bought ginger beer. I was looking through all the beers forever. Right. But you have to go to where the mixers are because there's not any alcohol in it.
Right. Yeah. But it's usually in the alcohol aisle.
Yeah.
Depending where you go.
Well, yeah, I was in one of the stores that has like the liquor portion of.
Right, yeah. But the ginger beer was someplace
else?
The
grocery store.
Yeah, you'll find
it was still there, but it was by like, you know, the pina colada
the
mix.
The mixers,
and stuff.
Got it. Right.
Yeah, the margarita mix, the Bloody Mary mix, the non-alcoholic stuff.
I do want to thank the Nebraska Brewing Company for listening, and also thank you for the shot. It's very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody cool. had to do that.
Yeah, they take care of us every week.
We're grateful.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So Crayola says that we have more than 40 different skin tones. They say that these new boxes
we got white.
Of the colors of the world,
the
crayons, will let children accurately color themselves into the world.
I liked it when we used to color all each other white. That's what's wrong with America. Flesh tone meant flesh tone.
That is. Is Crayola an American company?
They probably were, yeah.
Yeah, again. Or are, yeah. No, no. Yeah.
I know there's various tones, but what are the basic skin colors of people in the world? You
You got your
break into a song there.
Right. Jesus loves little
this
children.
Pocahontas?
That's what it sounded like, man.
Yeah.
He was starting to go
red, yellow, black, and white.
Skin colors of the world.
Red, yellow, black, and white.
Yeah.
That's it.
Crayola based in Forks Township, Northampton County, Pennsylvania.
Did not know that. Did not know that.
Eagle fan, Steeler fan?
Don't know that either.
Yeah, so are these various shades of red and yellow, black and white?
I'm not familiar. And Puerto Rican is the fifth one.
Yeah. Oh, there's over 40 of them.
There's a Puerto Rican crayon in the box?
They don't include brown in that, in the little song, red and yellow, black and white.
Well, they think, it's creative license.
I think they're just generalizing the...
Maybe Jesus didn't like the brown people, even though he was one.
Suck it, Jesus.
Wow. Damn right.
Oh, Forks Township. Just get on 22, head up towards Allentown.
Allentown, all right, yeah.
Just a little past Allentown on 22.
You know, Dad's listening and heard Dad and goes, yeah, it was up Allentown. I knew that.
So red, yellow, black, white, brown. I can't come up with any more skin tones.
Yeah, but there's variations on all
of
those.
Oh, I know.
There are.
You know?
So there's eight variations on red, yellow, black, white, brown.
Oh, apparently. So they say that there's over 40 skin tones. But the crayons are going to be available in 24 and 32 packs.
So you can't get them all.
I've given you the information I have.
Well, some of them may be just such a slight variation that they couldn't make a crayon that would show up different.
Old people color it, so they got that whole different color. Jaundice.
Yeah.
Liver spot.
Ashen.
And to me, Asian people don't really look yellow.
No.
I wouldn't call that yellow.
No.
But they do.
Mm. They do.
Yeah. They've made that reference forever.
Yeah. Well, technically, we're not really white either. The color white. But Puss might be, since he's like Scandinavian. None of us are really that dark. But, you know, I'm talking about actual, like, the paper white. That's white.
Mm-hmm.
We're flesh tone.
So apparently Mr. Rogers and Ice Cube got into a little feud back in the day.
I like that.
Well, that's wild.
Oh,
you don't want to be Ice Cube when Mr. Rogers is coming for you.
Fortunately, it was just the 70s. So they didn't kill each other. It was the 90s. They kill each other.
Maybe in the 80s.
It was the 80s. It was Cube, yeah.
Ice Cube was celebrating the 30th anniversary of his album, America Most Wanted, with an Instagram live listening party earlier this week, and apparently there was a legal battle between Ice and Fred Rogers. He said that Fred sued him over his 90s track, A Gangsta's Fairy Tale, because the beginning of the song featured the theme song from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
A rapper stole something? No way. They don't ever do that.
Ice said that Rogers was getting 5 cents a record until we took that part off.
Oh, so was he making? Oh, he probably made some money, 5 cents.
He may
have,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like picturing Mr. Rogers listening to Ice Cube. He had to listen to it at least once, like, hey, your song's in here.
Yeah, well, somebody brought it to his attention, I'm sure.
Pop a cap in Mr. Rogers' ass. somebody had to say that.
You told him, Fred Rogers, we're coming for it.
Somebody said that. No, somebody actually said that at a party back in the day at Cube's place. Somebody did. You should pop a cap in Mr. Rogers' ass.
Mr. Rogers is pissed.
You don't really want that.
No.
According to a poll of more than 10,000 people, 69% of couples are having less sex than usual.
Really? I suppose. You know, kids around.
That's why.
That kind of thing.
Hell yeah, that's it.
Speaking to the BBC, the boss of Reckitt Benckiser, owns Durex condoms.
Especially kids that can't be by themselves. I mean, there are people, there are teenage kids and other kids that can you can trust by themselves. But I see a ton in my neighborhood, people walking around pushing their kids 2 and 4 years old. I mean, really small. They look frustrated.
They also say that the
advantage to that age of kids,
if they nap,
they sleep.
But four and 5 year olds don't nap much.
Yeah,
they're kind of moving around.
But they go to sleep at 7:30 or 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's
and then
true.
You can go to bed
bang
a decent after time. They go to
that's
bed.
That's true, Puss. Actually, you're probably a tougher age, 10, because they're more inquisitive, and they're not sleeping at night.
Nah, she goes.
She knows you're banging.
She goes
right?
to bed and she's asleep.
She can hear you howling.
So the
yoga time again.
Yep.
Some people suggest that it's a manifestation of anxiety.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I can see the end.
We know a sex expert at men's sex toy brand Tenga and sex education script consultant Alex Fox, Alex with an I, said one big reason is anxiety, worrying about the well-being of loved ones, job insecurity, financial instability, huge uncertainty about the future.
No boner.
Can make your libido leave.
Yeah. All that, yeah, I'm sure.
She said a not insignificant proportion of women are choosing to come off hormonal contraception during lockdown to avoid the hassle or the cost of having to get more. She says that moods might change without the influence of artificial hormones. Some will find their libidos will perk up as a result, but for others, they may deflate.
Deflated libido.
Or it might just be that the two of you are sick of each other.
Well, people are fighting
after
more.
2 months of intense company.
People are fighting?
Yeah, but then there's always, you know, you fight and then there's makeup sex. Right. And then you fight again and there's makeup sex, you know.
Yeah,
if you're lucky.
That's not always in the same day,
it's
though.
It's not the same day sometimes. Sometimes you're just fighting.
A lot of times I'll go into a day with high hopes, and then, you know, I'll just send the wrong text message. I'll be like, all right, sell out the window. Done. Damn it.
You're right. I've been cruising along. Everybody's really happy, and all of a sudden, damn.
Yeah.
She's pissed.
And it's more frustrating if it's like later at night when you're like still like, I think I might have a chance. And then you just say like the wrong four words. I'm like, all right.
And you know exactly right then. It hits you. You go, right then. I hosed myself. I right there.
Then you have to hose yourself.
I'm looking at the Tenga website right now, and I have no idea how you would use these toys. Well, the vacuum cup, I guess I have an idea of how you would use that toy.
I didn't look at that. I don't know what that means.
The slug line is masturbate better.
Okay.
And then they have a device called the Flip Zero Electronic Vibration. It looks like a flip phone. $200.
What do you do with it?
I have no idea. I really don't. See if I can find any instructions.
Is it a flip phone?
Yeah, it kind of looks like it.
Well, you just fold it up and wedge it in your butt?
Oh, no.
I don't know.
I think you go inside it the other way around.
It's a flip phone, though.
But it closes down.
Oh, I got it.
Flips up, and then you close it down.
Like a duck? Like a duck's beak right around your crotch?
Sure, let's go with that.
All right, cool.
Does that work, puss?
Let's go down to Puss's farm. Say hello to his mom. Let's go.
Okay, apparently the... flip phone rumbles and vibrates while it's clamped around you.
Rock and roll, man.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Masturbate better.
Nick dropping the push card is my favorite part of the show now.
I'm sure you're all right, Greg, but we can all try to get a little bit better.
See, apparently that's the thing. But here's the trouble with getting better at that. It takes longer. Yeah.
Oh,
it takes longer.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't need dinner and a movie.
I don't.
Right.
Bang, done. Thanks.
Thank you. Bill. Brad Williams later on this morning.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.